Georgia congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis served 17 terms. That's right, 17. Although that hardly captures the scope of his public service. The son of Alabama sharecroppers, Lewis was a central figure in the civil rights battles of the 1960s, including the Freedom Rides and the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March. NPR's Debbie Elliott has this remembrance.
John Lewis considered his native Alabama hallowed ground because of the blood shed there in pursuit of a transformation of America. For decades, the Democrat-led bipartisan congressional delegations on annual pilgrimages to major civil rights sites in the state.
There was a song that we used to sing, I ain't afraid of your jail.
And they weren't either.
Old Wallace, you can't jail us all. I ain't afraid of your jail. I can't say anything.
On this 1996 trip, Lewis introduced his colleagues to the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, a now deceased leader of the Birmingham movement. Lewis was arrested more than 40 times protesting segregation. He was involved in lunch counter sit-ins, freedom rides on interstate buses, and he was the youngest speaker at the 1963 March on Washington.
We're tired of being beaten by policemen. We're tired of seeing our people locked up in jail over and over again. And then you holler, be patient. How long can we be patient? We want our freedom, and we want it now.
In a 1998 interview with NPR, Lewis described being attracted to the movement as a teenager when he first heard about the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955.
I knew then that Dr. King was speaking to me and for me and for so many other people who wanted to find a way to get involved in an effort to end racial segregation and discrimination across the South.
He lived in rural southeast Alabama on a farm where, as a boy, his job was to tend to the chicken coops. He'd face discrimination as a matter of course, often telling the story of how the Troy Public Library denied him a library card because of his race. His activism started in Nashville when Lewis was in college. He was a leader in SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and was part of a group of young activists studying the philosophy of nonviolence. Lewis said it became both a tactic and a way of living.
You never become bitter. You never become hostile. You never try to demean your opposition.
He stuck by that creed, even in brutal circumstances, most notably this 1965 confrontation on Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge. Lewis was a co-leader of the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March, and sheriff's deputies and state troopers attacked the peaceful protesters as they tried to cross the Alabama River.
And they came forward, beating us with nightsticks, tramping us with horses, releasing the tear gas.
Standing at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in 2015, Lewis described to me what happened 50 years earlier.
I was hit in the head by a state trooper with a nightstick. My legs went from under me. I thought I was going to die.
Known as Bloody Sunday, the incident led to passage of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Lewis served on the Atlanta City Council before being elected to Congress in 1986. He rose in Democratic Party ranks to become Senior Chief Deputy Whip. During the 2008 presidential primary, Lewis sparked controversy when he abandoned his long-standing endorsement of Senator Hillary Clinton.
As a superdelegate to the Democratic Convention, I will be casting my vote for Barack Obama.
Later, he helped usher passage of President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act in the House, and Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In 2016, Lewis actively campaigned for Democrat Hillary Clinton, and after she lost, he refused to attend President Trump's inauguration, citing Russian interference in the election. Here's what he told NBC's Meet the Press.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
Lewis's fighting spirit never waned, even in the face of advanced pancreatic cancer.
I'm not going to give up.
No.
I'm not going to give in.
No.
He made this surprise appearance at a reenactment of the bridge crossing in Selma in March, urging younger generations to take up the mantle to, quote, help redeem the soul of America.
We must keep the faith, keep our eyes on the prize. We must go out and
and vote like we never, ever voted before.
Lewis turned reflective, acknowledging that Selma and America are much different places than 55 years ago. But he added, we can make it much better. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.